Pendency creates blind spots. You don't suspect the man who fixes your gutters. You can't, because the alternative is too awful to consider. The cops weren't used to blood. The worst they saw were bar fights and drunk driving accidents. A domestic squabble if things got real bad. Not murders, not disappearances, not women vanishing off the face of the earth. And certainly not bodies, real human bodies, turned into furniture. But that's what was waiting behind the door of the Gein farmhouse. They say it started with a receipt, a simple line item in a hardware store ledger, written in the tidy cursive of a woman named Bernice Warden. She'd sold Ed a gallon of antifreeze the morning she went missing. That's all. But that was enough. Enough to crack the seal. And when they kicked the door in, those small-town deputies, the ones who spent most of their days dealing with cow theft and tax disputes, they found a world no one should have to see. A gutted carcass hanging upside down like a deer. A skull turned into a soup bowl. A face stretched and tacked to the wall. Nipples glued to a belt. A chair upholstered with human skin. And worst of all, the silence. As if the house itself was holding its breath. What kind of man does that? What kind of man butchers his mother, digs up the dead, and stitches together a costume of womanhood from corpses? What kind of man wears that skin, stands in front of a cracked mirror, and smiles? The kind that everyone thought was just a little odd. The kind you'd nod to on the street. The kind you'd thank for helping carry groceries to your car. The horror wasn't just in the crimes. It was in how close he'd always been. Even after he was arrested, even after the stories came out, people in Plainfield couldn't make the pieces fit. They talked in hushed voices, behind cupped hands, over burnt coffee and cheap whiskey. "It can't be true," they said. "Not Ed, not our Ed," as if using his first name made it less real, as if familiarity could erase the bodies. There's a particular kind of fear that comes from realizing you never knew the truth about someone. But there's a worse fear, the one that says maybe you did know. Maybe some part of you always suspected. Maybe that chill you felt when you looked at your daughter wasn't random. Maybe you just didn't want the trouble. In the months that followed, Plainfield sealed up. People left. Reporters swarmed in like crows. The farmhouse was burned down. The ground itself seemed to recoil. But the air never cleared. The sky never got brighter. Something had been unearthed, not just in Ed's cellar, but in the town's own conscience. A truth that wouldn't go away. Plainfield, Wisconsin, will forever be remembered for Ed Gein. Not its logging history, not its community values, not the maple syrup festivals or the 4th of July parades. Just the butcher, the ghoul, the quiet man with the strange smile who wore women like suits and loved his mother too much. He didn't come from nowhere. He came from here, and the ground still hasn't healed. Chapter 2. The Gein Farmhouse. The Gein farmhouse sat about 6 miles outside of Plainfield, down a stretch of hard-packed earth that turned to muck in spring and froze solid in the winter. Surrounded on all sides by low hills, stunted trees, and cold winds that never stopped moaning. The place didn't just feel distant, it felt exiled. Like it had been pushed out of town by something older and quieter than shame. Built in the 1880s, it had once been a proud, square-shouldered structure. 2 stories of weather-beaten clapboard with a steeply pitched roof and a sagging wraparound porch. But by the time anyone gave it a real look, the farmhouse had collapsed in on itself like a lung long out of air. The roof bowed. The windows were smudged with grime. The front steps were soft with rot. Boards flaked away underfoot. Mice had made a kingdom in the walls. Spiders stitched curtains of web in the corners. It was more than a house. It was a ruin, slowly digesting itself. Even when it was occupied, it felt abandoned. There was no paint on the outside walls, no car in the